Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 14th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today are two wonderful guests. First is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm great. We have our very own gate crasher today, but I'm okay with Canada's vote from this point. So I'm good with this.
Yes, our gate crasher today, Brent Walgemont. How are you doing, Brent?
Hey, what's going on, Taryn and Liana? I wanted to come by for Liana Saturdays. I'm going to be taping our RuPaul's Drag Race podcast with Liana later on today, but I haven't been on since that horrible twist happened on Big Brother Canada, and I just wanted to come on and say my piece about it before my anger died down too much.
Sounds good. Well, we are here to update you on everything that's been happening on the live feeds yesterday, and there's some stuff to talk about, I guess. This is a little bit of stuff. The game's died down a little bit, I gotta say.
A good thing that we have Brent here.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's why we've got Brent to start yelling at things. I guess, Brent, if you want to just briefly touch on the twist before we get into the recap of the day.
Sure. Yeah. First of all, I was stunned. I have to tell you guys, I was absolutely stunned, and I shouldn't have been, but I was. Taryn and I were on the roundtable just a few days ago saying that we honestly didn't think that the twist would be activated by Canada. And we really, really missed that one, because Rob was on the previous podcast saying he was like laughing at Taryn when Taryn was, supposing that perhaps the twist wouldn't be used. And then they released the vote totals, and people, it was like 12%. I know Taryn showed you guys that, or told you guys about that on the feed update yesterday, but that is honestly pathetic. I mean, anybody that thinks that Rap or us or, anything to do with the Rob as a podcast has any bearing over Big Brother Canada, girl, bye, because obviously not. I'm going to start asking for what I don't want to happen in hopes that maybe it makes me look smarter. I will tell you guys that the show itself, this is what happens. You get 20 minutes of a great show where something zesty happens, and then a completely, utterly boring week on the feeds where everything has died down, like Taryn said. I think it was a heartless way for Erica to go out. Look, this season, honestly, look at me, people. We were on our way to having one of the great female finishes in the history of Big Brother. I'm not just talking about Erica. I'm talking about all of them combined. Kayla, Erica, Allie, Paris, Olivia, even Maddie. Like, people who are strong, confident women who could totally run this game from top to bottom. And one of those cogs was just snipped out of there on a stupid twist. For what? Okay. So I have that to say about it. Number two, I will say that I don't blame Kayla at all. None of my anger is at Kayla. All of my anger is at the producers of Big Brother Canada. I just never realized how much pull they have through an edit, Taryn and Liana. I mean, that edit that they gave Ryan on Wednesday night, I mean, it was basically like it was the same thing with Suzette from season one, where no one really liked Suzette, but we knew she was the one in danger. And so we wanted to screw with things a little bit. Same thing here. I mean, I guarantee you, if you ask the Canadian public, vote for who you like on a scale of, 1 to 10, that Ryan would be at the absolute bottom. Okay. Nobody likes Ryan. Nobody in the house likes Ryan. Nobody on the outside likes Ryan. All right. So that's what I want to say about that. And finally, Erica's exit was everything that I think I would do if I was totally screwed over by my allies or people that I thought were my allies. So all of the F-bombs and all the swearing, people were saying that she's a sore loser. I'm like, you know what? So what? She's a sore loser. She got to have her say. She's already been evicted from the game. Who cares? I'm sure she'll calm down when she gets to the jury house. She already seemed like she was calming down when she talked to Arissa after the fact. She realized how popular she was. And again, she was one of the most popular people in the history of Big Brother Canada, based on from what I'm seeing, what I see on Twitter, what I see in some of the polls. So I have no idea why Big Brother Canada thinks that it was a good idea to give Ryan, the guy who's literally the walking version of a straight nerd, straight white nerd, why they decided to give him the benefit of the doubt and give Erica the hook is beyond me.
Yes. Erica, I believe, was in the was number one in many of the online popularity polls. One that I tweeted from BB Daily for 24 days straight. She was in the top three for Jokers, I think, for the last, you know, bunch of days, like 20 or so days, or at least close to it.
Right.
So yes, clearly very popular. And yeah, I what I said to Robin, what I said to you before the thing happened was, I think that the producers will choose what they want to happen. And I assumed that the producers would want Erica in the house.
Yes.
As a tough female competitor. They just did a highlight on the great females in the house, but they decided they wanted Ryan in, and in the course of one night, they managed to flip the entire fan base in that direction, Liana.
But see, I don't even think that they thought that far ahead, because I think when they had to put together that episode to give Ryan this sympathy edit, I don't think they were thinking, okay, so Ryan comes off, who's going to go up? Who's going to go home? I don't think that there was that much thought that was put into it. And honestly, I'm actually just... You know, yes, there's frustration because of the twist, but it's so fascinating to me the fact that that edit was able to sway so many people. I mean, because I would love to have known what the casual's perspective was on Ryan before that episode. I need to dig into the Survivor casual segment for the RHAP B&B. I need to go do that for Big Brother, because this would be really fascinating to know.
I'm going to say one more thing, Taryn, really quickly, that I saw some people commenting to you specifically saying, you know, sorry, Taryn, Erica played a bad game. She was winning too much early on. And obviously she blew up her game from the start. What are you people talking about? Okay. She was actually sitting relatively pretty. I know that there are people who are after her, and I know that Allie had tried to put some things in Kayla's head about possibly nominating Erica if the veto was used. I get that, but it wasn't used, okay? And who knows what would have happened? Erica could have won the next HOH. Erica could have won a veto. And then things happen. There's all these big groups in the house. There's a threesome. There's a twosome. There's a showmance. Erica might have been able to sway people to say, hey, I want to target them before you come after me. That's a bigger group over there. It's a bigger voting group. Again, she could have made it to the end. And I get it. I'm sure you're like, well, Brent, why you do this every year in Big Brother Canada? Again, it's like what Taryn said yesterday on the feeds update. Just because they do it every year doesn't mean I feel any better about it. It really got me in the gut that I thought we were on the way to a possible all LGBT final two with Erica and Johnny. I don't really think it had a chance of happening, but they were talking about it. And I really respond positively personally to Erica. And so I was like, oh, that would be great. And just taken away for Ryan, who... nobody likes.
Yeah. I mean, if we really wanted to get into the weeds about it too, Erica was on her way bouncing back from being a target. Allie was the one who pushed Erica in the first place, and Allie was backing off of that. Give her another week. She could have convinced Kayla that Erica was not coming after her, because Allie no longer wanted Erica to leave. Johnny was the target ahead of Erica to begin with. Erica had a lot of outs left in this game.
Yes.
And look, I'm the first person to say I was the one that predicted that Erica would become a target out of nowhere. She would not have gone home, and she had a lot of outs moving forward. And I made sure to tell her that in the exit interview, in which she was very gracious about her exit.
Right. Exactly. She's already calmed down, already looking at it. I think it's terrible that she's not even on the jury at this point. I mean, I'm all for a smaller jury. I can't believe they're doing 7-person jury at the one time where the 8th person is somebody as ballsy and cool as Erica. I wish they would have just on the spot changed it and said, you know what, let's do an 8-person jury and a Canada vote. That way they can do their whole Canada voting thing. At this point, Canadian public, I do not trust you with anything. You're honestly worse than America with the voting. You don't know what you're doing. You need my help. Anyway.
Well, they had to do a 7-person jury because they couldn't get Wendy's to fund the jury house. So they could only afford 7, not 9 people. So
maybe they're giving Wendy two votes in the jury. That's correct.
That's a possibility. I like that.
And skip the dishes. Actually, oh my God, that's the whole jury. It's Hasbro, Wendy's. It's just all the corporate sponsorships. They are the ones that get votes. I got it.
Okay, so let's get into the feeds yesterday. They had a have-not competition to start the day off, and people were mad about being have-nots, but I don't really care about the have-nots. Yeah. Johnny and Derek had a conversation. Johnny basically making his pitch to try and stay in the house. We mentioned yesterday and on the recap that there's really nothing that Johnny can say to Dayla that makes any sense for them to keep him. But he made an attempt here. He says, look, I'm a free agent. I was loyal to Erica. Now she's gone. I've got nobody in this house. And then they're like, and then he's like, wait, can we bring in Kayla first? Can we bring, just make sure she's here so that we can actually make some decisions? and he's like, look, we can work together. You guys can be my new number ones. I'll be a target in front of you. I'm a very valuable and capable ally. I can win things for you. Without me in the house, you two are the biggest targets in the house by far. It makes sense for me to work with you. It's my only option at this point. You can have all these other people telling you that they're going to work with you, and they might believe it right now, but when it comes down to it, every week is a new week in this game. Every week is a new start, and they're going to do what makes sense for them, and it doesn't make sense for them to work with you. It does make sense for me to work with you because I have no other options. Doing his best to pitch this, but you can tell the entire conversation, both Derek and Kayla, very skeptical, very asking pointed questions, Liana.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly falling on deaf ears. I mean, I think even Derek says outright to Johnny that it doesn't make sense for him to keep Johnny safe, for him to work with Johnny. So, I mean, clearly, even though Johnny is really trying his best and trying to bring up points that may sway Derek and Kayla, I mean, it's just not working.
Yeah, I also don't think that they were speaking the same language. Johnny is going to him going, look, I'm a free agent. I don't have anybody. That's the problem. For those people out there who are saying that this is a dumb move by Derek, I think this is a brilliant move, and I'll tell you why. Nominating Johnny and Ryan, the two singletons in the house, you guys have to look at it from this perspective. And Derek was looking at it from this perspective when he was talking to Johnny. Derek, I'm talking about, is trying to protect a showmance. Okay, that is a mighty lift, all right? The only way, it's not about what happens this week. It's about what does the playing field look like next week, Taryn and Liana. And the playing field next week with Johnny out of the house, or even Ryan out of the house, the other singleton, is a playing field in which Dayla has a chance of not even being nominated, even if a triple eviction comes, which I don't really think it's happening. But even if the housemate seems to think it is, so it may, if it might. I think that Derek is right to nominate one and evict one of the singletons, because next week, whoever wins HOH, if Allie and Olivia win HOH, they're going to be terrified of the threesome of Will, Paris, and Maddie. On the other hand, if Will, Paris, and Maddie win HOH, and I know Maddie is a little bit not as close to them, but I'm going to treat them as a trio for now. If they win HOH, they're more likely to go after Allie and Olivia, because Dayla just saved them and showed loyalty to them, especially if a pawn is needed this week, if the veto is used and Allie or Olivia goes up. I'm sure the threesome of Will, Paris, and Maddie will be thankful for them. So again, I think that it looks great for Derek to evict Ryan or Johnny here, preferably Johnny, and make it tougher, make it a tougher decision for people to put them up. Because think of it this way. If you take out somebody from the threesome contingent, which I know some people are saying that Derek should do because they're about to be an unstoppable force. I see you, Doom, in the chat. I don't think they're unstoppable. Maddie can't win shit. Will can't win shit. And Paris isn't trying. All right. So why are they unstoppable? I think that that looks a lot more dangerous, because now it's a twosome of Allie, a twosome of Dayla, and a twosome of whoever's left over from Will, Maddie, and Paris, with two singletons in the house. Obviously, at that point, what's the most dangerous bond in the house? The showmance. And so people would nominate them. But so I think that doing it this way is a lot smarter.
So I understand that perspective of thinking like, okay, Allie and Paris have sort of enough animosity towards one another that they would probably target each other if one of them were to win next week and not take out the showmance. But I can't help but think back to what Erica did. And I know there was a twist involved in this situation, exactly. But Erica went after Marin and didn't really take a shot at one of the power couples. So, you know, we saw how that went for her. Again, twist aside. But she did end up sort of slide into a potential target for the showmance. So I don't know. I guess I'm not as positive as you are, Brent, about the situation, but I can definitely see the logic behind it.
Yeah, the way that I'm really seeing this is that obviously you've got three groups of people. You've got the showmans, you've got Allie and Liv, and you've got Paris, Maddie, Will. And then, of course, you've got the outsiders in Johnny and Ryan. And so Johnny's trying to pitch, look, you may feel that you're in the middle of Allie, Liv, Paris, Maddie, Will right now. But when it comes down to it, it's in their best interest to turn on you because it makes sense for Paris to want to work with the two people that haven't won as many competitions in Allie and Liv than it does to work with you. And it makes more sense for Allie and Liv to team up with Paris and Maddie and Will, who are pretty, you know, they also haven't won any competitions and aren't that tight, considering how dysfunctional they are, to team up against you guys. But what Dayla is essentially trying to take the shot at is, no, we feel like our relationships with them are good enough that we can force them to go after each other, which does seem like it is the case.
Yes.
So if that's true, and it is right now at least, then Johnny's argument does fall flat. And I do think that it is in their best interest to take the shot at Johnny, especially because Johnny is just far too dangerous a player. If they give him any slack, he is going to grab it and run with it. Right after this conversation, he has a conversation with Will where he's like, this is what I told them, but shh, I'm going to be loyal to you. Don't worry. Because you give him any freedom and he's going to pick up the pieces that he dropped. He's going to put them back together and he's going to run the game, I think. So
yep. The narrative that Derek gets out, Johnny number one, Ryan number two this week. It has to be one of those two people. I'm really worried if the veto gets used and one of them comes down, specifically Johnny, I'm talking about, and Ryan is up there with, you know, Allie as a pawn, that Paris starts thinking a little too much, think, oh, well, that would be nice to target them because I like where she's also set up. She really needs to get out one of the singletons. I know she has a great relationship with Ryan. That would be tough. I'm hoping for her sake it doesn't come to that.
Yeah,
Taryn, going back to your point actually about Johnny, it's really funny because he was selling himself as sort of, I'll be a number for you. You know, I am your soldier to work for you. It's like, no, Johnny, you have been the one who's always, you know, would be in control. And like you said, if he has any type of rope, he would use it to his advantage and would definitely not fall just as a number, you know? So it's really funny.
Yeah, we don't need a hanger on. We don't, I'm talking about Dayla. If you're Dayla, you're like, we don't need a hanger on. We don't need a number. We need other threats in the house. We need this threesome over here. We need the twosome over here that the other side can't stand and wants to get rid of. Like, we need people like that in the house. So there's a possibility that we are not evicted. By the way, I'll let you get to it because I know Johnny, there's an interrogation with Kayla and Johnny. Well, I guess we're talking about right now. So the fact that he would not admit to trying to get both of them out of the house. I know it's a fine line. He's trying to say, well, I consider the possibility of one of you being out of the house, not both of you being out of the house, Taryn, which is a lie. That's not true. I see you wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, basically they ask him because a big sticking point in their conversation is, were you coming after us last week? We heard that you were coming after us. And he says, like, he admits it, but in a very roundabout way, where by the end of the conversation, they don't feel like he's admitted it, which exactly. Like he needed to be more blunt about it. He says, look, yes, I'm not going to lie. I would have had conversations with you and, you know, I talked about potentially taking one of you out of the game and I would have talked to you about potentially like maybe having to do something about that situation, which is admitting basically everything that he did, but just in a way that just was too obscure.
It's not affirmative. He needed to be affirmative about it and own his shit. What do we talk about every season on Big Brother, Taryn? Owning your whatever. Anyway, you got to own it. And he's not owning it.
Well, and it's so funny also because during this conversation, he like has his hand up like over his mouth. It was like, that's like a clear sign that you're being deceptive. Like you just exactly like you're saying, Brett, you just need to sit down and just even if it's a lie, just say it with such confidence that they sort of have to believe you because you're just so affirmative about the situation.
Unless you're Veronica.
Well, yeah.
Yes. I mean, you know, after Johnny leaves, Kayla says to herself, like, I really like this kid. Like, he's got something, but it's just not enough. And, his spot here is just, no good. I think it still comes back to, the best strategy to stay for Johnny here is, win the veto. And that's something that, Derek talks to Allie about, after this conversation with Johnny, where he's like, oh, Johnny didn't admit that he was coming after us, which again, he kind of did, but not in the way that Derek needed him to. And Allie's like, oh, well, that's nonsense. He was pushing for us to come after you. Allie tries to throw Paris under the bus because, and this is why it makes sense for Dela to target Johnny right now. Allie wants to go after Paris, Maddie, Will. Paris, Maddie, Will want to go after Allie and Liv. And if for some reason they were able to take a shot at what, like if Allie left, then Paris would be after Dela immediately, right? Like, I mean, she may go after Johnny or Ryan first, maybe, but you start to see once the other threats are gone, you start to see that you need to go after them. And same is true for Allie and Liv. I think they would start to turn on Dela if they felt like Paris was crippled.
Right. So, just really quickly, I think it's hilarious that Liv is thinking about the triple. And you know how Arista says, who is your first nominee? Olivia would be like, Paris, Maddie, and Will. It's like she just wants to throw all three of them up there in a triple and just do it all at one time. So she's dreaming about nominating that trio. So obviously, Derek should not even touch them. Just leave them in the house. Because, again, I don't know what you people talking about in the chat. They're going to steamroll. Please stop. How are they going to steamroll with no power? Anyway,
well, and Allie also suggests that, oh, maybe you should put Johnny and Will on the block. So this is another part of that trio. So you're throwing Paris under the bus. You're throwing Will under the bus. Oh, don't worry. He's a pawn, whatever. Like, okay, girl, you can. It's so clear that Allie wants to target that trio and really wants Dela to do her dirty work.
Yes. By the way, I want to ask one more thing, Taryn. Do you think that it is beneficial? Because I have strong opinions about this, although I can see why, given the game board layout right now, that they should consider backdooring Johnny because he is certainly capable. And I actually heard Derek Wilson on the feeds. I love Karen for bringing me that. That's great. Saying that it's about the same chance if they nominate him or no, it is not the same chance. There are 9 people left in the house. 3 people are guaranteed to play in the veto. The other 3 people are drawn out of the bag. So that's 3 out of 6. That's 50-50. That is a big deal. What is Wilson talking about, Taryn?
Yeah, I mean, that's a massive, you know, if you think about if theoretically has a 1 out of 6 chance, maybe it's Johnny. So he's got a 50-50 chance of winning the veto if he's playing. Then you add a 50-50 chance of him being chosen, then you've cut his chances in half, essentially. Yes. So I agree. And this was another thing that Allie, she was like, so you're backdooring Johnny, right? And he was like, no, we're just going to put him straight up. Because the reason is that he doesn't want to have to piss off any other side.
Yes.
Because there are no other options for pawns in the house. So if he puts up Allie or Liv, then he's going to reveal to them that he's more loyal to the Paris side. And then Paris' side has the option to potentially stab him in the back and take out Allie or Liv. So I do think that he is in a situation where it kind of does make sense to just put them both up.
So if you were him, you would put them both up.
Because Derek. The reason to target Johnny or Ryan is because you want to play the other sides off of each other and pretend that you're loyal to both sides. And you can't really do that if you put one of them on the block, like exposing that you're kind of close to them, unless you can convince them like, oh, this is a great way to hide our allegiance. But I don't think Allie or Liv would feel comfortable with that. And I know Paris wouldn't. So, so I think this is the right move because even if Johnny does win this veto, getting Ryan out isn't a bad thing either. Ryan that's isn't true. Terrible at these competitions. And he is also still somebody that's going after you. I think this ultimately is the right move. Liana, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say, Liana, what do you think?
The way I see it is it's competing priorities. If their priority number one was to get Johnny out of the house, then yes, mathematically, it makes the most sense to keep him off the block and to try to backdoor him. But because Derek is thinking, okay, next week, we are trying to pit these two sides against each other. We can't do anything that would harm the relationship with one side or the other. We still want to keep that dynamic super strong. And also because their priority is to get either Johnny or Ryan out, it seems that yes, Johnny would be the number one target, but they're okay with Ryan. And having Johnny, let's say, get be off the block, get picked, and then take Ryan off. Now that's, you know, almost worst case scenario, it seems, for Derek and Kayla. And so I think that they are really, it is about priorities. And the two competing priorities are getting one of Johnny and Ryan out, and then also keeping the two other sides pitted against each other. And this is the best way for them to do that.
Yes. Another funny thing that came out of the Johnny Dayla conversation was Johnny revealed to Dayla, like, yeah, I know you guys have like a five thing, or had the five thing with Allie, Liv, and Erica. And I mean, I love Kayla, but she was really bad in this. She was like very on, like, oh, wait, what? What did you hear about that? Did you hear like the name or anything?
You were talking about me, right?
Yeah. And Johnny was like, oh, no, yeah. Like Erica told me that, you know, you guys had kind of a thing. And Kayla's, oh, yeah. I mean, just to the triple, though. Like, everybody knew that. Everybody knew about the triple. And Johnny's like, okay, sure. Yeah. And then afterward they were talking to Allie, and Derek was like, oh, we played it off so good, he totally bought the news to the triple. I'm like, okay, sure. But it did let Allie know that that Erica had told Johnny about their final five deal, although of course she hadn't told him about the repair five name. So Johnny goes and he talks to Will. Will assures Johnny that he's got his back if he is nominated. And, this is when Johnny tells Will about the conversation he had with Dayla and says, but don't worry, I'm actually still loyal to you. Just don't tell them any of this. Will promises to have Johnny's back. He's still pissed off. He's still like flipping him off every chance he gets. He is not truthful in this conversation, Liana.
Yeah. Well, it's really funny because it was like, oh, okay. You know, Johnny's thinking, well, I'll repair this relationship with Will, and then, you know, we'll be able to move forward together, but people won't see us as that close because they'll still think we're fighting over each other. It's like, no, this is Will who flipped the F out when he got put on the block last week. Like, you think he's going to be able to forgive you for voting him out? Like, no, he's emotional. He's an emotional player. There's no way he's going to forgive you for something like this. Like, Johnny really needs to be able to see that.
By the way, the terror on Will's face was the only thing I liked from the eviction show on Thursday night, when she said that there was a save, and then it was not him. I'm sure he was like, no way, like, you know, no way, like, they picked him over me.
Oh my god, no. And then Ryan does this little like wave thing. He's like, hey, like, Canada. It was so stupid.
I loved his little dance when he almost did a Godfrey like hop when he, like, because the camera was not on him when she announced it. Terrible camera work from Big Brother Canada. Who are you people? You know who's safe. Put the camera on that guy.
And it's not even live. They had hours to.
I know. Yeah. You're right. Thank you. I should be even more pissed off. They could have edited it correctly.
Yeah, that was the moment Will realized he was not John Party. Exactly. So Allie has a conversation with Ryan, and this is going to end up sketching her out with Paris even more. She proposes that, like, hey, we can work together. She recognizes that Johnny is on his way out this week, so let's pick up Ryan potentially. She's like, hey, I think we can work together. I mean, unless you've got something else going on. And Ryan is like, yeah, I trust Paris 100%. She's like, Oh, do you? Oh, so that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I have no interest in coming after Paris, of course. And he's like, good, because I really, she's like my ride or die, basically. Yeah. Allie is going to be very annoyed about this.
I feel like it wasn't just Ryan. I feel like there were a number of people that Allie was talking to. They were like, oh yeah, I love Paris. Paris is great. Like, didn't Derek and Kayla even say that also? I can't imagine if I was Allie and she was my target, I'd be fuming inside.
Yeah, I have to believe, Liana, that Allie is realizing that she's being outplayed. Like, if she didn't know it last week, I think she knows it now. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it just, you know, and it's she's being outmatched in her social game. And I feel like that's almost more frustrating, because you can't really apply logic to that, right? It's about friendships and being nice to people. And it's like, how do you improve on that when you are clearly failing behind somebody else?
Yeah, and Maddie is another person, as Jonathan points out, or no, sorry, Michi points out in the chat. Maddie is another person that is like, yeah, I trust Paris more than anyone. Meanwhile, Paris is talking about how she doesn't trust Maddie. And it just really, like, Allie and Liv are like, oh man, this is really dangerous. And that's why they're pushing so hard to throw Paris under the bus. Liv is going to have a conversation later in the night with Derek, where she's like, look, Paris has everyone. Everyone feels like Paris is their person. And she makes them feel like they are her person. And she's so dangerous. She's going to kind of get through to Derek, but like, Derek and Kayla would still prefer Maddie and Will to go before Paris. They feel like, oh yeah, that's you being tricked by Paris, but we really have Paris, the real deal, guys. Which that's the sign of a good player, I gotta say.
Yeah, I'm really pleased. I have to tell you, I'm just so psyched that she's settled down. I feel like she's playing the game that she wanted to play now. Paris, I'm talking about, because I really believed in her from the start, liked what she had to say. Ironically, I also loved Maddie going into the house, and she hasn't been giving me what I wanted, but perhaps she still can grow into that. But Paris has just been great, and I'm thrilled that she has become... if she gets evicted at this point on, she's going to make the jury, number one. But number two, I think she can look back and say, you know what? I played a hell of a game. Played a mighty game, like Jeff Probst would say. So I'm really psyched for her.
How dare you, Brent, say those things about Maddie? You're going to make her cry. No, it's funny because Paris is, I'm so optimistic about her, and I really love what she's been doing. I'm just incredibly nervous for how the jury is going to receive her.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm nervous for that. I'm nervous. I mean, at this point, I'd just be thrilled for her to make it to the end.
I heard
Derek say that she's not playing a winning game.
Exactly.
You know, people often think that about people in the house, and then later on, once they're evicted and get to talk to with the jury members a little bit, they might have a better opinion of what she's doing, considering, especially after this conversation.
Well, she spent like 20 minutes telling Olivia all about her Wendy's thing. So if Wendy's is voting, then she's definitely getting Wendy's vote.
Yeah, and the thing about Paris's position right now is that even though Allie and Liv are onto her and are trying to target her, who do they put her up against to send her home? Maddie goes home, Will goes home, Ryan goes home, anybody goes home against Paris. And I agree that it's worrying that people like Derek don't think that Paris is playing a winning game. However, Allie and Liv think Paris is playing a winning game. Ryan loves Paris, and you know how vocal he's going to be in the jury. So I'm not, I do feel like Paris has a decent shot here. Although it would be funny if she went to the end with Ryan and Ryan beat her, because people think Ryan is a fan favorite.
Oh my God. Do not even put that out in the universe, Taryn. You take that back.
That's what I would get with Big Brother Canada. And the casuals would be like, yay!
I would take that over a Ryan-Will Final Two, which is, after this great female season, is what Canada probably deserves at this point.
All right, so Maddie and Kayla have a conversation. They discuss who would go up if the veto is used. Maddie suggests maybe like Allie would be a good choice for a replacement nominee. This is gonna stick. Derek and Kayla talk a little bit afterward. Derek, he doesn't want to put Will up, because Allie's been suggesting to put Will up, and he's like, I don't want to put Will up. I want to reel Will in with the bros. I want to be a bro with Will.
What did he say? He said, I just want to have a beer with him, or sit down and have a beer with him. It was like the broiest thing ever said about Will.
It's time to sit down, have some beers, and reel Will in.
Yes. Oh, that's just what the feeders want. Lord have mercy.
And so they talk about maybe Allie or Liv should go up if the veto is used. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but if it does, they are definitely looking at, because Derek sees Allie and Liv on one side, Paris, Maddie, Will on the other side. Paris, Maddie, Will have more numbers. There's more people that are going to be pissed off if they put one of them up on the block. So he feels like maybe putting Allie or Liv on the block as a replacement would be the better option. Of course, that leaves him open to the potential for Paris to backstab them and take out Allie or Liv in that spot. I don't think that's likely at this point, but it is something that he should think about before he makes that decision, if it's a decision he has to make.
Yeah, I mean, his logic is that, okay, I want more people protecting me. And Maddie, Will, and Paris have three, and three is greater than two. So that's sort of his logic with this situation. But I just want to point out what is so frustrating to me is every other word I feel that comes out of Derek or Kayla's mouth is triple eviction, triple eviction, triple eviction. And the fact that this is dictating so much of the decision making is just, it's really interesting to me. I mean, it's kind of frustrating at the exact same time, because I feel like even the double evictions in, say, Big Brother US don't have that same type of pull. Yeah, people talk about them. They talk, oh, we'd put so-and-so up, but it doesn't necessarily influence the nominees that particular week before the double were to happen. So it's just, it's kind of frustrating.
As Rob, honestly, as Rob would say, this is the invoice for all the crap triple evictions they have unleashed on the house guests in the past, because It is a structural change to the game. It is not something like a double eviction, which is the same game, but you just have less time. It's a structural change where you can actually, it's a massive shift in the dynamics of the house. So they what is it from All Stars? They reap what they sow. Yeah.
Yeah,
or a spool of lies, whatever.
It's like they're not planning for anything but the triple. Like they are playing for the triple right now, and we don't even know if there's going to be a triple, which is like it would almost be better if we knew for sure that there was a triple coming. But then we'd have to deal with this next season too. So just be like, hey, we're not going to have a triple, and then see how you want to shake up the game. Say there's not going to be a triple. That'll shake up the game a lot more than saving Ryan does.
Yeah, I think they really did not anticipate this, Liana.
Yeah, exactly. Something that may not happen. That should have been the fourth vote option.
Canada would have done it. Canada would have looked at the three of those and go like, no, we want a triple eviction. Okay.
Well, it depends. Depends on what the editors wanted, because that episode on Wednesday.
Yes.
It feels like such a smack in the face. Like we've been talking about how we don't like twists. We feel like they mess with the game, and they're like, all right, well, look, here's an option. You don't have to have a twist. The option is to not vote for a twist. Meanwhile, we're going to edit it so that nobody would ever vote for that. Oh, look, people want twists, guys. That's just honestly the audience.
If Rob has a chance to, and I know he's usually pretty smooth with his interviews when he's talking to people. And I know you have to play the interview game. I get that. But I think there's a way to couch the question in a way. How did you think that worked? And what would you say of the criticism? I'm talking about the twist that we had this past Thursday. What would you say to fans who are criticizing this that Ryan was given too sympathetic of an edit, and that's what caused him to receive a majority of the votes? What would be your response to that? I think there's a way you can ask that, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure the answer would just be like, well, you know, the fans like Ryan. He's an underdog.
Lies.
Figure.
Lies and deception.
Yeah. All right. So to cap the day off, Will and Paris, they talk. Paris is sort of feeling Will out. Would you want to send Johnny home if he's on the block? And this is when Will reveals, yes, I would want to send Johnny home over Ryan, which actually doesn't make sense for Will, because Johnny genuinely has nobody in this game except for Will. And to have a big meat shield in front of Will that can win competitions is fantastic for Will. But he is too blinded by his anger, and there's honestly not much he could probably do about it, even if he wanted to. He just doesn't have the pull in this game, Liana.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes back to Will being an emotional player and just feeling really hurt by Johnny. And Johnny did try to rebuild that relationship and repair it, but it clearly wasn't enough. And yeah, I mean, to your point, okay, so let's say Will does come around, he forgives Johnny, and he feels like, I want to save him because it is in my best interest, because Johnny and I probably have the closest relationship. Who's he going to get to vote with him? You know, I mean, I really don't think that he has sway over Paris and Maddie. And then even if he does, he has to convince Derek a tiebreaker or one of Kayla or Allie or Liv. So it really just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think his only real shot of convincing Will is to point out the obvious gender disparity in the house, especially if a guy goes home this week. If you send Johnny home there, you're down to what? Two guys left in the house, like
three.
Ryan and Derek, I think.
Yeah. So, well, that, I mean. That is the biggest thing, right? I mean, that goes sort of to that bro comment that Derek made about, oh, I just want to grab a beer with him, right? Okay, well, if you knew that, you could sort of play that up and be like, yeah, it's bro out. Keep the bros, bro.
Yeah. But, even more, because Will would still be in the house. So I guess it'd be like, it'd be 5-3 if Johnny goes home. But still, I think that's dicey for some, especially when you're a big guy like Will.
I mean, like, if Will was a was an actual player in this house, right? He would anticipate that Derek wants to bro out with him. He'd like he'd feel those vibes. He'd play that up, and then he would be like, "Hey, dude, like we should make this work. We can save Johnny this week. We can take out Ryan, who's also going after you. We can use him secretly, and you know, have a sort of bro understanding. That's all Derek's ever wanted in this game, is a bro alliance. And then Will has Derek and Johnny in his back pocket at that point. It's doable.
Wouldn't you say, of all the people in the house right now, Will is playing the least? He's just sort of existing in the house. Friendships, it's like camp for him, or high school for him, college, whatever. He's just there, and he doesn't want to be nominated. Nominate me.
I want to make the distinction between playing the worst and playing the least. Because somebody can be playing hard, but playing poorly. Will is playing, like you said, Brent, the least. Like, not playing.
Yeah. Yeah. He really like he made a Final Three alliance a couple days ago. He was starting to do something, but Canada had other plans. All right. Anything else that you guys wanted to bring up from the feeds yesterday before we wrap this up?
No, just happy Paris is playing better. Loving Olivia, where she, I think Allie was like, I want to have a conversation with Johnny. And Olivia was like, I'll be there to supervise. I'm like that's what you do best, girl. Just sit there, eye rolls and everything, looking fabulous. Just I haven't lost my love of Olivia just yet. I'm really hopeful that if they end up on the block somehow, Allie goes home, Olivia stays. I would live for like an Olivia Paris final two. Eye rolls of the century, Liana. I'm telling you.
Oh my God, that would be wonderful. Olivia has been the person that I've come around the most on in this season. I was so down on her at the beginning. I remember watching her video being like, oh girl. And now I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun to watch that transition because she's just so sassy. I love her.
It's all about the inflection. It's like in the beginning, it was like, girl. Now it's like, girl.
All right. Well, make sure you check out our update tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern when I will be live to talk about these live feeds. Rob will be back Monday night to recap the nomination episode of Big Brother Canada 6. And of course, the LFC roundtable will be live Tuesday night to talk about the week and update the stock watch. Probably sell some Johnny stock.
Depending.
My interview with June on The Taran Show coming up in just a few days. Monday night, Tuesday morning.
Yes, I'll pimp it for you. June said on Twitter that this was the most open, the coolest interview that she had, that talking with Taran was, she was able to really go to places that she hadn't been before, or maybe hadn't been in a long time. I think that that's really, really cool and zesty sounding. The fact that she is excited for it makes me really, really want to listen.
I will say this is probably the closest interview to your own, Brent, that I've had.
Yeah.
She's lived a very interesting life, and it was a very, very good conversation. So make sure you check that out. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taran. Brent is at One Lucky Gay. Liana is at Liana Boris. Subscribe to this podcast with the reality TV wrap ups and dedicated Big Brother feed, and leave a comment. Chat with us next time. All that good stuff.
Great. Thanks for letting me crash your party here, Liana. I know it's Liana Saturdays, but I'm going to come by one time with you.
I guess.
All right.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.